Hello everyone, I'm Gary Robey. A mother's love for her child can be a very good reflection of God's love for us. Join us now as we look at Mothers Today.
Oh,
Almighty Father, Heavenly Father, thank you for the mothers you have provided to us. A priceless gift, and every good and perfect gift comes from above. Thank you. Lord, we know full well that, like us, they are not perfect. And yet, they gave us life. And you use them in our lives. As we look into your precious book, please help us to see them as you do. That we would love them unconditionally and honor them according to your word. Lord, that you would minister to their souls today, as only your Holy Spirit can do. God, meet all their needs as you have promised in Scripture. Dear God, you know that many of us are feeling a heartache as we celebrate Mother's Day, remembering our own mothers who have passed into eternity. Loving Father, please comfort us. Bring to our remembrance those memories that give us happiness and joy. Thank you, Lord, for these few moments while we worship and praise you, and we invest time remembering our mothers. Amen.
Oh, hail the power of Jesus.
You are listening to Call to Worship, a listener-supported program. I want to especially thank those of you who support this ministry in prayer as we share the gospel and as we encourage our brothers and sisters in Christ. And we appreciate those of you who invest just a few moments to write to us. I really appreciate your letters. And for those of you who can, we thank God for your generosity and faithful support. When you are led to be a part of God's work here, your tax-deductible donation can be sent to Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501.
Someone dreaming, we can live together there.
This is our call to worship.
Thank you.
While we think about honoring mothers, one of the most well-known passages of Scripture describes the virtuous woman and is found in Proverbs 31. An excellent wife, who can find? She is far more precious than jewels. The heart of her husband trusts in her, and he will have no lack of gain. She does him good and no harm all the days of her life. She seeks wool and flax and works with willing hands. She is like the ships of the merchant. She brings her food from afar. She rises while it is yet night and provides food for her household and portions for her maidens. She considers a field and buys it. With the fruit of her hands she plants a vineyard. She dresses herself with strength and makes her arms strong. She perceives that her merchandise is profitable. Her lamp does not go out at night. She puts her hands to the distaff, and her hands hold the spindle. She opens her hand to the poor, and reaches out her hands to the needy. She's not afraid of snow for her household, for all her household are clothed in scarlet. She makes bed coverings for herself. Her clothing is fine linen and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sits among the elders of the land. She makes linen garments and sells them. She delivers sashes to the merchant. Strength and dignity are her clothing, and she laughs at the time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and the teaching of kindness is on her tongue. She looks well to the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her. Many women have done excellently, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her works praise her in the gates. As we consider noteworthy mothers in the Bible, let's start with Eve, was the first woman, first wife, and the first mother. She was beguiled by Satan to disobey God. I cannot imagine how she might have dealt with the shame. That crossroads has served as a reminder, a warning for us to flee temptation. Listen to the Apostle Paul from 2 Corinthians. For I am jealous for you with the jealousy of God Himself. I promised you as a pure bride to one husband, Christ. But I fear that somehow your pure and undivided devotion to Christ will be corrupted, just as Eve was deceived by the cunning ways of the serpent. Elizabeth, mother of John the Baptist. We find the short but important story about Elizabeth in the first chapter of Luke. She had never had a child and was long past childbearing years. By the grace of God, she bore a son, John the Baptist, the prophet who foretold the coming of the Messiah, Jesus Christ. Now Mary, mother of Jesus, Mary of Nazareth, is found in all four Gospels. Among other godly traits, we see her as obedient and a woman of faith. Hear her responding to the angel Gabriel when she was told that she would be the mother of Jesus. From Luke chapter 1. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore, also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month with her, who was called barren. For with God nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, Behold, the handmaid of the Lord. Be it unto me according to thy word. We see her mentioned in only one event in John. For me, it's one of the most poignant moments I can ever imagine for a mother. Found in John 19. Now there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Cleopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciple standing by, whom he loved, he saith unto his mother, Woman, behold thy son. Then saith he to the disciple, Behold thy mother. And from that hour, that disciple took her unto his own home. We have the privilege to honor our mothers, and that is commanded and promoted as a good thing. Matthew 15. For God commanded, saying, Honor thy father and mother, and he that curseth father or mother, let him die the death. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 2. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment, with promise. We all remember special moments with our mothers. Whether you are still living at home, away at college, grown and away from home, or your mother is gone. There are times when I can close my eyes and remember the voice of my mother singing hymns or praying with me at bedtime. Folks, honor and cherish every moment you have with your mother. Heavenly Father, we pray a special blessing this and every day for the women put in the position as mothers. Not just those who have carried a child in their womb, but all women who are serving in the role as mother. Lord, continue to meet all their needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And give them wisdom they need, a discerning spirit, and strength to do good deeds so that others may see their good deeds. And as we read in Matthew 5, no one lights a lamp and then puts it under a basket. Instead, a lamp is placed on a stand where it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your good deeds shine out for all to see, so that everyone will praise your Father. Amen and amen. Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken and in song, as we consider how He has used mothers to help direct our steps, and we honor and praise God for the mothers in our lives. Our goal is that this time has been a meaningful part of your worship. Please take just a moment and write to us. Our address is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. And once again, that is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. And when you write, please be sure to include the call letters of this station and thank them for carrying Call to Worship for you. You are invited to visit our website at www.calltoworship.us. You'll find more information about us, and you can make a tax-deductible donation to this ministry safely and securely right there on the website. That's calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again, now unto Him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Unto Him be glory in the church by Jesus Christ throughout all ages, world without end. Amen.
His strength is perfect, so
His strength.